Right, let's kick this one off with some football. Richards Bay FC leaped into the right direction with yesterday's victory over Kaizer Chiefs in their fight for survival. Now, Natal Rich boys need to climb out of the DStv Premiership red zone to avoid relegation playoffs at the end of the season. The Mhlathuzi side coach Vusumuzi Vilakazi believes yesterday's battle was a different one for each side. Richards Bay are now 8 points clear from the bottom, while Kaizer Chiefs are 10th.
The two situations are not the same. Chiefs are looking to redeem themselves because they are having a loss. We are in a situation where we are fighting for our lives. It's a reality. So obviously the approach has to be different and the desire has to be different.
And then in some rugby, the Springboks will line up against the World Cup opponents Scotland and England before taking on Wales at their end-of-year tour in November, with the last test confirmed today. Now, they kick off the tour on Sunday, the 10th of November in Edinburgh against 6th-ranked Scotland. And then 6 days later, they take on World Cup semi-finalists England, currently ranked 5th in the world at Twickenham in London. The tour ends against 10th-ranked side Wales in Cardiff a week later, on the 23rd of November. Ending off with some tennis, Norway's Casper Ruud has had his first tennis title of 2024 following a straight sets victory over Stefanos Tsitsipas at the Barcelona Open. Now, it's the second successive ATP Tour final the pair have competed in. Meanwhile, former world Wimbledon champion, rather, Elena Rybakina got past Ukraine's Marta Kosyuk 6-2 to clinch the Stuttgart Open. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.